Austria and the Serbs would engage in an economic conflict, and it didn't have a very glorious name. Austria sought to ban the import of Serbia's largest export, pigs. Pork exports were the big product for the Serbs, so that this economic duel between Austria and Serbia had the rather prosaic name of the Pig War. It wasn't a shooting war, but it indicated the conflict certainly was brewing. Serbian nationalists at the same period were calling for the union of all Serbs who were scattered around the various Balkan states into some large Serbian state, national state. Serbs in Macedonia, Serbs in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbs elsewhere. The creation, what the Serbs really had in mind, was the creation of some sort of large South Slav state. Austria-Hungary, like Turkey, was a multinational empire and was seen increasingly, after the turn of the century, after 1900, was seen increasingly as next in line for disintegration. During the last decades of the 19th century and into the early 20th century, several plans were discussed in Vienna about possible reform of the empire, especially the possibility of creating some sort of autonomous South Slav state under the Habsburg monarchy, similar to the position of Hungary. In other words, after 1866, the new Habsburg state was the Austro-Hungarian Empire, in which Hungary had domestic autonomy, and Hungarians had achieved a status equal to that of the Germans in the empire. One possibility that gained considerable attention at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th, was for there to be yet another reform of the Habsburg monarchy, in which you would have a kind of trios arrangement, where there would be Austria, there would be the German Austria, the Magyars of Hungary, and then some sort of South Slav component of this as well, so that there would be this triangular relationship, all still united under the Habsburg monarchy, all still owing their allegiance to the Emperor Franz Josef. Certainly one of the people most closely identified with this plan, this idea of a South Slav state with autonomous status within the Habsburg monarchy, was the heir to the throne, Franz Ferdinand. He was seen by contemporaries as being mildly anti-German and interested in some form of transformation of the Habsburg monarchy. The question was going to be, what would happen when the old emperor, when Franz Josef, who you'll recall had come to power in Austria in 1848, in the midst of the revolution, what would happen when this great and venerated man should go to his reward, when he would no longer be there? Franz Josef was widely respected within the Habsburg monarchy. He spoke not only German and, of course, French. He also spoke a number of the languages of his different peoples, and was generally seen as the glue in many ways that held the empire together. Opposing this notion of a autonomous South Slav state within the Habsburg monarchy were the Magyars in Hungary. Having themselves attained equality with the Germans of Austria, the Magyars in Hungary would remain opponents of the creation of some sort of South Slav autonomous state within the monarchy, in part because there were Slavs within the Hungarian portion of the empire, and the Hungarians had difficulties, their own ethnic difficulties, in their territories. The situation was enormously complex, but certainly for the Habsburgs, there was a growing sense that some sort of either reform of the empire would be necessary, or that the Habsburgs were going to have to take matters in their own hands militarily. This was certainly a view that gained credence in the early 20th century, because Austria became the target for South Slav terrorists. The 1890s and this period down to the outbreak of the Great War was, we've already talked about this in the context of the left in Europe, the great age of anarchism, the age of bomb-throwing terrorists, assassinating officials across the continent. The largest number and the most inviting targets tended to be Habsburg officials in the Balkans.